Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the California Angels and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The right fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Brunet. Pitching for the California Angels, George Brunet. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Shall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette bunts towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second, with Hansen covering, for one, and over to first, with Weiss covering, for the double play. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fregosi. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Fregosi steals second. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Angels. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Shall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shall is called out on strikes. One out. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunette strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Adcock reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. One out. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Spangler scores. It's 3-0, Angels. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp now playing second base. Vic Power now playing first base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearson takes first base on ball 4. Cardinal moves to second. Frank Larry now pitching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fregosi bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to third. Pearson moves to second. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith is walked intentionally. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to home to get Cardinal. Pearson moves to third. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward pinch hits for Al Weiss. Bob Lee now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Frank Larry. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. Ward tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Angels. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Ed Suklaw now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Danny Cater. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pearson throws the ball into Shaw, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ward scores. McCraw goes all the way around to score. It's Angels, 3, White Sox, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 3. The Angels will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Pete Ward now playing third base. Don Buford now playing second base. Bob Locker now pitching. Dave Nicho Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Locker covering, for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Ed Sukla. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dean Chance now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 3. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hicks pinch hits for Bob Locker. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 3. The Angels will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buford covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 4 in the game. he's got one RBI. Rogers is walked intentionally. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Angels 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. McCraw goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and California Angels, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.